This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Wednesday told lawmakers Washington had paused a shipment of weapons to Israel over the government's plans to carry out an operation in the city of Rafah in the Gaza Strip. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Austin confirmed reports that the U.S. had at least temporarily halted the planned transfer of some 3,500 powerful bombs.
Israel shouldn't launch a major attack into Rafah without accounting for and protecting the civilians that are in that battle space. As we have assessed the situation, we paused one shipment of high payload munitions.
It marks the first such delay since the Biden administration offered its, quote, ironclad support to Israel after Hamas's October 7th attack that killed 1,200 people, according to Israeli tallies. And the pause caught some U.S. lawmakers by surprise.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Israel bombarded Rafah on Wednesday as the military said ground troops conducted quote-unquote targeted raids in the southern Gaza city's east, with negotiations to halt the seven-month war underway in Cairo. Israel has defied international objections and sent tanks into Rafah, which is crowded with Palestinian civilians sheltering near the Egyptian border, seizing early Tuesday a crossing that's the main conduit for aid into the besieged territory. The White House condemned the interruption to humanitarian deliveries. Israeli women rallied in Tel Aviv on Wednesday, demanding the release of around 130 hostages still held in Gaza after 6 months of Israel's war against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces competing pressures at home and abroad when he weighs how far to push the operation to defeat Hamas in Rafah.